Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you because you hear us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Bless every life. Bless every heart, every family. Send billions and trillions of words, angel, archangel, for north to south, east to west, up and down in Jesus' name. Lord, minister to our life according to our need. Mighty Lord, mighty Jesus, we pray that you touch every heart, every life, Lord, that you minister, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua, let your word come out tonight, Lord. Let your word touch every heart, Lord, every life, Lord Jesus, every family. Prepare us for your coming, Jesus. Prepare us for your return, Jesus. Prepare our heart, prepare our mind, prepare our life, Lord Jesus. I give you glory, Jesus. I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Your people to log in tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, make it possible. Lord Jesus, in your name. Mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua, make it possible, Lord, for your people to log in, Lord, and listen to your word, Lord Jesus, mighty Lord, as we share your word in your revelation. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come together in your name, Lord, where two or three gathered together in your name. There you said you will be, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, mighty God. Minister, minister, Lord, to the heart, to the mind, to the life listening. In Jesus' name, keep us awake, Lord, from the sleep of the world, Lord, from the sleep of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Keep our eyes open. Hallelujah for you, Lord. Keep our ears open for you, Lord. Our life ready for you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, keep us ready. Keep us from the sleeping and slumber of the world, Lord Jesus, of sin. Keep us, Lord Jesus. Protect us. Keep our falling, our feet from falling. Keep us from being falling in sin. We repent, pride, and unbelief, Lord Jesus. Mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Hallelujah. Help us to walk with you in holiness and in righteousness. Wait for you in holiness and in righteousness, Lord Jesus. Mighty Jesus, mighty Lord, let us be holy. Let us be righteous as you are, Lord. Perfect as our Father who is in heaven. In Jesus' name, Lord, forgive our sin and trespasses. Help us, Lord, every day. In this holy walk you have called us to walk, in this narrow walk that you have called us to walk, Lord Jesus. Mighty Lord, for you, hallelujah, for your grace. Mighty Jesus, mighty Lord, mighty Yeshua, waking the sleeping bride, in Jesus' name we pray. Mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, we're here for you, Lord. We're here to serve you, Lord, to do thy will, Lord. Not our will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Mighty Lord, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, break the plan of the enemy. Break the plan, hallelujah, of the men of sin, of the Antichrist, of the Babylonian system. Lord, break the chain that it may wants to bring upon your people, the blindness, the lie, the deceived, Lord. Keep us from all deceiving, all lies. In Jesus' name, let our eyes be on you. Let our ear listening to you, Lord, your word. What you have said it will be, it is, Lord. Because you are the Almighty God. You never lie. You never deceive anyone, Lord. Help us to only trust you, Lord. In the last day, mighty Jesus, to only seek you, to only follow you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, in these last days to be focused on you, on your will, Lord, on this earth and our life. Your will, Lord Jesus, walk in this earth, be on our life every day. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Bless the life. Bless the heart. Bless the listener, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your brother in Christ, Brother Elvis Zapata. Thank you, Lord. I hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. The Lord is so awesome. He is so great. Hallelujah. He always has a word for us. Hallelujah, because he loves us. He knows, hallelujah, how difficult it will be for us in this earth. Hallelujah. How much we will, hallelujah, have to deal with serpent and scorpion and so much evil that we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against principality, powers of the air, powers of evil. My brother insisted, hallelujah, and he knows it will be so difficult because they will invade our government, they will invade our city, our governors, and so much more. Hallelujah, the companies, the co-workers. Our society is, hallelujah, full of demon, especially after being vaccinated. And it's so difficult to deal with anything down here, my brother and sister, but God knows how difficult it will be. We're in the last days, hallelujah, hearing what the soulless army are planning and are saying. Those that army that are vaccinated in Russia, United States, China, and around the world. The demons are rising, and they're rising to fight against one another. And it has been their plan, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But God is with us, the few of us that are left, my brother and sister. Elisha, in his day, cried to God because he saw everybody bending the knee to Baal. My brother and sister, he was so concerned for the children of Israel. Especially when God says that will be a remnant left. And God bring his word over the life of Elisha and said that he had preserved unto himself 7,000. Today we're about that same number, my brother and sister. We have been reduced to the same number and maybe less. When the Lord showed me about the same number going home in the rapture years ago, I practically... It was shocking to me. It took me days when the Lord began to reveal me over 12 years ago that when the time of the rapture comes, there will be about 7,000 people going home. I was shocked. I didn't know how to explain this on the radio or on television or anywhere, because I knew that if I would say these numbers, people will rise very angry at me and will say, who do you think you are? How dare you say such a thing? What, you think you're better than other people? My brother and sister, hallelujah. So I didn't know, hallelujah, how to come, I remember, and say, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, that there will be so for you. It was so hard for me, my brother and sister. God is never wrong, my brother and sister. That's one thing about God. He's never wrong. Every time he show us something or gives us something, hallelujah, my brother and sister, he's always right. My brother and sister, he's always right. Always right. Hallelujah. Jesus being the Word, always being at the right hand of the Father, he's always right. And it made sense. Hallelujah. It made total sense. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We are the last generation of the Bride of Christ, the remnants. Every day is less. God is removing the phony, the markers, the lukewarm church, and he's purging his church to leave in the last days a few thousands that will walk with him on fire, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Heart is fire. He come from fire. And he says, I will rather you be cold than lukewarm. But the first message is hot. Heat. And that heat, that hot comes from his presence, his spirit. He is the purging fire. And when you are hot, when you are in his presence, you are being purged. You are being cleansed, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. And there is what he wants each and one of us to be, in his presence, walking with the Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. So important in the last days. Thank you, Lord, that we walk with him, close with him, close with his presence. My brother and sister, we're living in the last of the last. Hallelujah. What excuse will anyone have that they can use or say against the Lord? What can anyone say to the Lord on that great day? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Because there will be many excuses. But how many of those excuses can the Lord say? Okay, I understand that you couldn't, that it was too difficult for you. Oh, it was so harsh for you. It was so difficult. I'm so sorry that you had to go through what you went through. You know, he's not going to say that because he told us what would come. How would the end be? He told us in his word how difficult it will be. That if the day will not be shortened. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, if the day will not be shortened. Now, I always think of those days being shortened, the great tribulation, not for the bride of Christ. Amen? But I also believe because the bride only been walking for 2,000 years, and this is the end of this walk. This is the end of this walk, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. As he showed me up in the mountain the other night, we had nowhere to go. This is the end. This is the end. Hallelujah. I was in Nashville, Tennessee last night. I asked the Lord before I went there to give me a word for these people, a revelation, and he did. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39, God says to the prophet, turn your face, hallelujah, against. Therefore, son of man, 39, prophesy against God and say, thus saith the Lord God, I am against thee, O God, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave by a sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come out from the north part. I will bring thee upon the mountain of Esther, my brother and sister. So in another word, God is saying Russia is too big. I'm going to reduce Russia. Okay? That's what I understand here. I'm going to reduce Russia. It is too big. Or it maybe has too many friends. I was either thinking of friends. Because when I asked the Lord last night, I said, Lord, or before I went to Tennessee, Lord, show me in Tennessee, there, what do you want me to share with your people? My brother and sister. And it was a really difficult night, because when I went in prayer there, I was rebuking, I was bonding all demons, all principality, all powers of evil, anything that was coming against us, and anointing the whole place. Asking the Lord for anointing angel to come and anoint. And it was a battle. Spiritual warfare. My brother and sister. But, hallelujah, the Lord was with me. And if God is with you, who can come against you? My brother and sister. Then the Lord took me in the spirit. Hallelujah. And revealed me something I did not know. Remember, I share here in the Lord's Towers in 2012. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Love you too. The Lord revealed me that, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Something I did not know about Russia. And he took me in the spirit of Russia, my brother and sister, and show me that President Putin have all these titles of all these land he have bought in the United States. See, I made a mistake the other day, and I say that Russia makes $200 billion in oil every week. And I was totally wrong. They make $200 billion every day in oil. I said every week a few days ago. I was so wrong. It's every day. They sell oil to all the countries, my brother and sister. And the Lord showed me President Putin with all these titles of land in the United States. And the Lord allowed me to walk to President Putin and speak with him. And I said, Mr. Putin, hallelujah. I remember President Putin in the White House in Camp David with President Obama riding horses, like two friends talking. There was no one traducing when they were speaking. They were speaking normal. So I said, you know what? President Putin speaks English very well. I know he speaks English, but every time he goes on camera, he speaks in Russians. And some, they have to be translated, my brother and sister. And I said, I don't know, because when he was a member back in the 80s of the KGB, the requirement to him was to learn all these languages. He speaks German, he speaks French, he speaks Chinese, he speaks English, just like the Pope. They know all these languages. And President Putin knows all these languages. These was one of his one of the requirements they had on him, and he did it. He went all over the world, he spoke all these languages. My brother and sister. So I said to him, hallelujah. I said, Mr. Putin, with respect, hallelujah, what is your plan? And he spoke to me in English. And I knew he spoke English well enough, clear enough. That was part of his requirement. That's nonsense when he goes on television. He could speak in English when he's speaking Russian all the time. But I understand what he's doing. He's communicating to his people, and whosoever nation he is, they're translating to their nation. He care more to speak. He care more to speak to his people, for his people to listen to him, than for other nations to listen to him. I understand what's happening. And he says to me, I have battled this. First I say, do you know who I am? And he says, of course I know who you are, Elvie. Of course I know who you are and what you do, he says to me. Okay? Remember when the men of the Chaldeans went to Israel, to the land of Israel in the time of Jeremiah, to take the land captive, the city captive? They knew who Jeremiah was, because it was Jeremiah that God was using to speak to them. So President Putin, hallelujah, knew who I was. My brother and sister, hallelujah. No surprise there. And he says, I said, what is your plan, Mr. Putin? And he showed me all the details of this property he had from the U.S. And he had like a military table where he would show me all the land he had bought here. And he was stretching his hand across the United States of all the land he bought. But here was my surprise, my brother and sister, because Bill Gates have claimed to bought all this land in the United States, billions of dollars of land, my brother and sister. So if Russia has been allowed to buy all this land, so Bill Gates practically has been buying this land and reselling it to Russia, my brother and sister. Because that's what business people do. Even if they make $1 million in the deal, they'll do that reselling. Shalom, Sister Luna. Shalom, Reverend. So for them, it's a making money idea, but they don't understand that when they do that, they betray their country. It's what they're doing. They're betraying their people. And President Putin was showing me all these titles of all this land he had bought in the U.S., and he was stretching his hand all over the country. And I said, how can you been able to buy so much land? And I know he made $200 billion in oil every day for over 30 or 40 years. Of course, you have so much trillions of dollars in your hand. Of course, if you have a plan to buy land in another country, you'll be able to at any price practically. He was showing me all these titles. But that's not only what's important. That was the new thing I didn't know that the Lord wanted me to hear him say. That the reason he's starting with Ukraine and he's going to come here is because he owns all this land. And the sanction that our government is putting on him is to, he was saying this to me, it is to try to reduce him or stop him from claiming the land that they own here in the United States, my brother and sister. And I was shocked. I was very shocked of this. I'm listening to him. I'm looking at the map. I'm seeing all over the map of the U.S. how much land he owns. And it's a lot. Shalom, Ezra. It is a lot of land Russia owns here. My brother, thousands of acres all over this country, across this country. A lot. I would say more than half of the country, if I can say it in my own opinion. My brother, I was shocked, and the Lord wanted me to sing here, and they have the title of the land. This is a surprising thing, that they have purchased, they have used the agents to buy it. They've been sold to them, they own it. And now these sanctions, the government knows that Russia owns all this land, and they're trying to stop him, my brother and sister, through the sanction. But they're not going to be able to. Here comes what's going to happen next, my brother and sister. Ezekiel 39, let me read, and I'll share with you what's going to happen next. Verse 3. I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand. Now, verse 2 says, I will turn thee back and leave a sixth part of you. God says, I'm going to leave a sixth part of you. Remember that 666? Is part of the beast. Hallelujah. He is not the beast. President Putin has been called to be the beast. my brother and sister. And so China and Russia have bought all this land as their plan over this country. Okay? Their plan over this country. Because when you talk about Magog, you also talk about Gog. They're both like twins. A twin is the same agenda, the same plan that they have, my brother and sister. So I will turn thee back, hallelujah, but leave a sixth part of you. Sixth part. God said, I'm going to reduce you. Going to reduce you. Going to reduce you, my brother and sister. And that could be on land here, because China and Russia, as we have found out in the last days, China owns Australia and owns a lot of land in Canada also. And so Russia, China, all this country, they own so much land everywhere else. With so much billion in oil, they have bought so much land. China has done it through the supermarket that they have, super strong economy, which a lot of people say they know. You can ask any expert up there who's invested in China, have China surpassed the U.S. in their market, and they'll tell you years ago. But over here, they don't want you to know that. Oh, no, they don't want you to know that. But you can seek on the GDP of China, how much China owes, how much the United States owes. United States owes 100% of the economy. China only owes about 50% or 40% of the economy, my brother and sister. So China has more money in hand than the United States. Okay? As an investor, this is important to know if you're going to invest in an economy. Talking about an economy, China has more money on hand cash than the United States, more gold on hand than the United States. And that is good to know, important to know, my brother and sister. Because China and Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, are the two nations standing to go against Israel in the last days, my brother and sister. Okay? But no, don't worry about Israel. God is fighting for Israel. Because in all these years, hallelujah, in all these years, while the nations has been having fun and enjoying everything, Israel has been suffering. Okay? They've been suffering from all terrorists, Iran terrorists, and all these nations. So God is leaving Israel for the last day. 7 years will be the years of Israel. God has given them in order to restore them as a nation where Messiah will come. And they'll have the total protection of God. That's, you cannot have it better than that, okay? You cannot have the total protection of God where if you're going to go launch missile against Israel, in the last days, in the last 7 years, you're going to encounter Messiah there. Huh. You're going to encounter God in the land of Israel if you're going to go against them. Better than any time past, Israel will have Jesus with them, protecting them, and you can see him in the cloud of Israel. Never in the history, even when God has been there, no one can say, hey, yeah, there was time where he walked among them, but this time he's coming with great power and great glory, my brother and sister. So it's totally different. I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thy arrow to fall out of thy right hand. So you see how strong Russia still is at the end of the 7 years. When they decide to come against Israel, they're very strong, very, very strong. Both hands are still strong, left and right, okay? Left and right, they're strong, Russia and China. Okay, God, they say, I will reduce you. So there will be some kind of division, I will say, but it will be reduced. God said that he will reduce them, okay? Because their strength right now, it is them to overcome this nation. And some other meddling nations that are meddling with the wrong country and with the wrong people who doesn't know and understand the history of Russia. That's what that is. Who doesn't believe the Bible, who doesn't believe God, who think that being an atheist is the right religion. And they're going to find out that their religion is going to fail them. Everything they thought they knew, my brother and sister, they're only going to take that knowledge to hell, to the fire of hell is what they're taking that knowledge with them, my brother and sister. Because God Almighty has given them enough time to repent. Repent, has sent his messenger over them to preach directly to them to repent and depart from this sin. But they stand on being an atheist. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, believing in evolution is how they're going to rise a revolution that's going to end up their lives. My brother and sister, that is practically their end coming. Their end is in the Bible already. And God will bring them down to the pit. That's why he says to the prophet, he's bringing them down to the pit because they're refusing to repent. My brother and sister, and they think that this is the time to bring down Russia and China and all that. My brother and sister, how little do they know? How little do they know, my brother and sister? Hallelujah. So while speaking to President Putin there and showing me this, my brother and sister, hallelujah, I said, how are you going to bring your plan to come to pass? I said to him. And he says, watch. In order to start in, he brought an army that I didn't know he had and a military force that I didn't know he had, that the world don't know he has. Right now, they look kind of vulnerable. And it's because my brother and sister, they're delaying this overcoming Ukraine, taking it in one day and destroy the whole building where the president of Ukraine is. But that would have looked so destroyed, so evil on President Putin, that he's trying to make his international case through the UN and to the people. But he has a military force to destroy Ukraine so quickly, but he's not going to do so, because he's trying to make a point here. That's what he's trying to do. But the media here lie and see that as a weakness. Oh, he's frustrated. Oh, he thought it would be easy, but it's not. When he told his own soldier back away and told his own military, let's do it this in another way. Let's change this. My brother and sister. But when they see the end comes, when they do what they need to do, then the world will kind of get an idea and understand. He's trying to gain other country friendship of seeing them at work. That's what his plan is. And so, my brother and sister, in that table that the Lord had him watch, my brother and sister, I saw how when he says, watch, all of a sudden, this great military power rise with weapons the people had no idea he has. A few days ago, I saw the ship came down to be over the U.S. For the military here was invincible. It was a round ship that people call a lot of time aliens and demons, which a lot of them use the same. But Russia has the same. And it came over Washington. They could not see, but I can see the ship. My brother and sister, it was the same day that the Lord gave Sister Celestia the revelation that Russia has this ship. And they've been coming here in and out for years, undetectable by our military radars. They have no radars that can detect a ship because it has a button on the ship that when they press that button, the ship comes completely invincible. They cannot see it. They cannot detect it, nothing. It's a technology this nation doesn't have in other nation. My brother and sister, that same day, the Lord allowed me to see it. Because I could tell the people, okay, the Lord can show it to someone. They can see it. They can share it. It's hard for me to share something unless I get a confirmation, and I saw the confirmation of it. And I was stunned that they have this technology. But so this last night, what President Putin showed me was similar. When he says, watch, I saw this great army, a ship, a weapon that I had not seen before rise over this nation. And I saw how they cover the sky here. And it was like nowhere in this nation, because they were just over the nations. Imagine, they come completely full of nuclear weapon. They're a few hundred, a few thousand feet over your, over the buildings, over the all military places, and all they have to do is drop the bombs, and that's it. It's over. And that's what I was seeing. Boom! They came up so quickly, like the ship that comes down. Boom! They fly quickly away, undetectable. And I saw them cover this nation completely, from Maine to California. In every single state across, they were all over this country. And I'm looking at them, looking at this country. And the question is, how would this country escape? There's no escape. Okay? There's just no escape. Any silliness, what the media is saying is a lie, deceive. Silliness. Because they have no the idea. They've been their promise are fake. Lies. They're trusting in lies. And I'm glad God is taking us out before this happens. Okay? Amen, reverence. I am glad God is taking us out. We don't get to see that because it will be a broken heart for the bride of Christ. It will be a broken heart because to see that happen to this wonderful nations that God has blessed for many years, it's sad. Okay? My brother and sister, it's sad, but it's biblical. When people say, I'm going to pray for this not to happen, it's saying like, I'm going to pray that the word of God doesn't happen. That's impossible. My brother and sister, it will happen. It is written, so it will be. My brother and sister, it's so sad. Thou shalt fall upon the mountain of Israel. This is the fall of Russia and China. The mountain of Israel is their fall. And the mountain is where God judges them and destroys them. My brother and sister, God will end them. God will destroy them. Not us. Not our nation. Not any nation, but God. My brother and sister, He decides. And the Lord was the one that allowed me to speak with him, took me to speak with him, and allowed me to speak with him, and had me see all these things last night. So I will tell you, my brother and sister, right now as the United States is cutting the gas of Russia, China is increasing the purchase. They lose $100 billion from the U.S. They gain another $100 billion from China. How are they being hurt? My brother and sister, how? Exactly, brother. Hallelujah. Shalom, Brother Michael. They tell you, oh, we're hurting them. Then, and China's putting more money into them and more food and more ship of food and clothing and everything. My brother and sister, I tell you, be ye not deceived. Our only truth comes from the Lord. We need to know. We need to pray. We need to go to the Lord. Show me. Reveal it to me. Let me see the truth. I don't want to be lied. I have Fox News on my YouTube as a friend, and I unfriend Fox News. I unfriend them again, but I had unfriend them all this past week. Why? Because Fox News is also under the lies. My brother and sister, so much lies. I'm not a friend of CNN or none of them. I had NBC so I could listen to the news. Not anymore. So much lies, so much deceive on television. You don't get the truth from them. If you believe them, then you don't believe the Bible. And if you believe the Bible, you have to reject everything they're saying. It's a lie, my brother and sister. Thou shalt fall upon the mountain of Israel. Thou and all thy force. See? God says still that they still will have their force when the great tribulation begins. Hallelujah. They were still, how is it possible? They go nuclear against the United States and all this country. And how is it that later on they still got all their force? How is that possible? They're not using the force in Ukraine. They're using all weapons. They're toying with them, practically. That shall fall upon the mountain of Israel and all thy force and the people that are with thee. And I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Only God can do this. No one else can, my brother and sister. But I will tell you something. If they would have come against the U.S. when God has the protection on the U.S., God would have destroyed them. And if they would have fought the U.S. in the sea, when the U.S. was obedient to God, before they approve abortion, homosexuality licensing, and all that in the United States, I was sure it would have been different, my brother and sister, because God has been with this nation for a long time, let me tell you. But this nation have turned their back on God with their sins, with their evil, and with their wickedness. The by sin should have never been made in this nation. A demonic by sin that will modify people's DNA should have never come out of America, a Christian nation, my brother and sister. Okay? Because they know, don't you think they know, that once a person is vaccinated, their soul gets removed. Today, they know. They know. Don't you think they don't know? So Brother Larry asked God, do these demons know that demon? God said, of course they know. They know. They know. They're glad no one else know. Verse 5, thou shall fall upon the field, on the open field, for I have spoken it, say the Lord God. Their great army and their great weapons is only to bring, destroy every other nations. But for their destruction, now is between them and God. God will be the one destroying them. My brother and sister, it's not too far off neither. 7 years can go quickly after the church is gone. My brother and sister, God brings them to the mountain. He put a hook on President Putin and his army. And Xi Jinping, president of China, God will put a hook on them and bring them to the mountain of Israel. He'll deal with them there. Let me tell you, my brother and sister, it's not going to be easy. My brother and sister, when David sinned against God, the question is, my brother and sister, hallelujah, who did David want to judge him? My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who do you want, hallelujah, him to judge him? God, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. God. Why? Because God will be merciful. And if he uses a force, hallelujah, if he uses a force, hallelujah, the person, hallelujah, he will have no mercy. No mercy, my brother and sister, if he uses a force. But when he judges, when it's him that does it, my brother and sister, okay, when him that does it, he's merciful. So in his judgment over Russia, of course he'll be merciful, my brother and sister, but judgment is coming. Now look what the Lord gave to Brother Dan and Sister Barbara back in 2012. I'll be back.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to God's Holy Seven Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I have Brother Dan with me today, and we're reading some really hard prophecy messages. He's reading them. So I'm going to be in the New King James Version Study Bible. I'm going to be in the book of 2 Thessalonians. This message is for one particular person out there, the son of perdition. 2 Thessalonians 2:2-12. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and are gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you remember that when I was still with you, I told you of these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. He who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Glad to hear again on God's Healer 7. I got this word on June 23rd of 2012. O son of man, speak of the tree of life. Speak of its wisdom. Speak its truth. Speak of the ways of the Father. Does my words not ring true in men's hearts? Shall another open your eyes to the truth? Hold nothing back, son of man. Speak all that I tell you. Announce the great day of the Lord is at hand. Remove thy sandals, for what I speak to thee is holy. I shall sweep clean the threshing floor. A great abomination shall arise in the land. I shall reveal much in these latter days. Shall the winds of war not cause the fig tree to lose its fruit? The sword of deceit sharpens its blade. The false one shall sit on his throne of corruption. Woe to this evil generation, for they persecute my prophets. Speak of the last days. Speak of the fires from the sky. Speak of its destruction. Speak to the son of perdition. Hear these words from the Lord. My word shall strike thee down, for I am the Almighty God. You shall see fires erupt in the sky. Many a mighty man shall travel far to hear these words. Shall all men not tremble on this day of the Lord? Amen. Move.
Announce the great day of the Lord is at hand. And this message is to the son of perdition. So you might want to share this with your friends and family out there on your YouTube and Facebook channel, because I don't know how long these messages are going to stay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. This is an Obama nation. Obama world, I would say. Obama U.S. UN. I don't know how to say it anymore. Obama nation. Okay, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. These things are going to happen. But because we are in the last days, they're happening. That's so. Hallelujah. This is where we are. This is what the world and the nations are. Under Obama, my brother and sister, sin. Hallelujah. It's terrible. It's evil. It's wicked. The man of sin, hallelujah, is about to reveal himself. There's one beast in the book of Revelation, which is shown as Obama, the second beast. We don't know yet who he is. Yet, he might be the one showing himself on international television. My brother and sister, because the first beast, Obama, will be wounded. Okay? somehow he's going to mess with the wrong people. And when I think about the wrong people, I think about the Chaldeans. Okay? Those are the wrong people I think about, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 24:10. David heard, smote him after he had numbered the people. Okay? This is when David had the people being numbered. And David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came out to the prophet Gog, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose these one of them that I might do unto thee, my brother and sister. And here comes the question. Out of the three things God gives David, my brother and sister, there's only one of them that comes with wisdom. The other three do not. There's only one that, if you choose, God will preserve you by the choice. He will punish you, but he will preserve you. But if you choose wrong, you will be utterly destroyed. And that one choice is what the Christian in the last days are not choosing. The choice that David made. Many Christians today are failing to make the same choice that David made. Because it will require fear of the Lord. It will require the fear of the Lord in order for you to make that choice. You cannot make that choice unless you fear the Lord and you are seeking the Lord with all your heart, not leaning on your own understanding. Out of those three choices, hallelujah, high percentage of Christians are not making the choice that David made, but are making the other choice and are utterly being destroyed. Okay? My brother and sister, we are at that moment at the end of time where you need to choose right. You need to make the right choice, or you will be destroyed. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I hope people can hear me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And they can hear me clear tonight. My brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Praise you, God. Because this one choice, many are failing to make this one choice. Hallelujah. Because they're either running from the reproof of the Lord, meaning of the Lord, many are running from. And they're saying they're tired of going through what they've been going through, suffering and so much more. And this is why they're not making the choice they've made. Many reasons people will give you why they will not make the same choice that David is about to make. Let me keep reading. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. God says to David, from when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came out to the prophet God, David's seer, saying, go and say out to David, thou sayest the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose the one of them that I may do unto thee. Who's going to do these things unto you? God is. You need to make the right choice. If not, destruction is at hand. Verse 13. So God came to David and told him, and said this unto him, till 7 years famine. Again. 7 years famine. Shalom, Sister Renee. You see how the word just confirmed? We've been talking about the 7 years of Great Tribulation. 7 years famine that just began in 2022. January 1st, 2022 began the 7 years famine. In this 7 years famine, you need to make the right decision before the Lord, because many have not and are finding themselves in great trouble in hell. My brother and sister, great trouble. And they are wondering, how did I got here? Okay, why am I here? What did I do so bad? And it's God giving you the choice. That's what that is. My brother and sister, I don't need to tell you the poor choice that our family have made. My brother and sister, many of us have experienced the pain, the hurting, are seeing a family being vaccinated. They have made, out of the three choices, they have made the one of them that can lead them to destruction. Three choices God gave this humanity. And here, out of the three, they should have made the right choice, which would have been the Lord. But they made, out of the other two choices, one that they should have not made. My brother and sister, three choices. So God came to David and told him, and said to him, shall 7 years of famine shall come upon thee in thy land, or wilt thou flee 3 months? Let me explain the famine. In the famine, when you are serving the Lord, God promised to be your provider. Jehovah Jireh, he promised to be your provider in the famine. He'll take care of your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So you won't suffer in the famine. Okay? My brother and sister, praise you, Jesus. But you can neither choose the famine. Don't choose the famine, because you don't want to go into the famine without God. Okay? Shalom, Brother Estrada. Thank you, Lord. You do not want to go into the famine without God. Okay? Nor would thou flee 3 months before thy enemy. Neither. Neither. David can neither make this choice. You know why? Because David ran from Saul, King Saul, and his army. And it was hell for him. My brother and sister, although David can say, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff comfort me, he said. So he went through it, and God was with him, but still, did he want to go through it again? I tell you now, my brother and sister, he will not. Or shall thou be 3 days pestering in thy land? Now advise and see what answer should I return to him that sent me. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Think about your choice for the Lord this year, 2022. We just began this year. My brother and sister, 3 months into this year, three choices. Make your choice for God. Make your choice. We already seeing what the choice of many has been. Poor choice. My brother and sister, verse 13. And David said unto God, I am a great strait. Let us fall now into the land of the Lord. For his mercy are great. Let me now fall into the hand of men. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So the Lord sent pestering upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from then even to Beersheba 20,000 men. Is that your choice? Is that your choice? If you throw yourself into the hand of men, take the bicycle in your right hand and the RFID. Or let's say not even the RFID, just the Bicing. How well would it go with thee? Throwing yourself in the hand of man. It's a difficult situation for humanity. But humanity must choose what they will want. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel for the morning in into the time appointed, and there die of the people from then even to Bathsheba, 17,000 men die. My brother and sister, and they saw being the same upon the world. Millions and billions. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, because this is leading the world into the great tribulation, my brother and sister, now comes the angel to destroy the last thing standing, Jerusalem. Because no matter what's happening in the world, every road, every highway is pointing to Jerusalem, the last standing. The last known religious place that talks about God all the time, Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim, Messiah to return. Because the church is gone by this time. The Christians that are left are running their cave for their lives. They're hiding. They're not speaking publicly anymore. And in the moment someone put out their neck, listen, in the moment someone put out their neck to speak, they caught it. They behead them. It's a great, terrible, great tribulation like it never been before, like never be again. So then the moment they put out their neck to speak, they're beheaded. My brother and sister, so they can't speak. Difficult. The only thing standing is Israel, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented. Because his love is for Israel. It's for Jerusalem, his people. Hallelujah. Yes, the rest of the world have taken it by sin. But Jerusalem must be preserved because it's the city of the great king that's returning back. So the Lord repented of evil and said unto the angel who destroyed the people. By this moment he had destroyed the people. The great, hallelujah, angel God sent. He had destroyed the people. But Jerusalem was still standing. It is enough. Stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord, by the stretching place of Irona, the Jebusite, the angel of the Lord, who is bringing this judgment upon the land by the order of Father, Jesus is. He is the angel of the Lord. And in the last days, he's going to come. And he's going to bring the destruction. But he was a Savior who went to the cross, who was so loving, who was so caring, who's always been there for humanity. How can he do such a thing? Don't make him angry, Psalm 2 says. Don't make the Son angry. God is bringing his destruction. His Son will execute his judgment. Okay? My brother and sister, he said it would happen. Daniel spoke unto the Lord when he saw the angel who smote the people and said, Lord, I have sinned. I have done wickedly. But these sheep, hallelujah, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. Hallelujah. He offered himself as like a sacrifice for the people. But God already had a lamb. And the same that is loving, that offered his life on the cross, the same has to punish people. My brother and sister. In Revelation 19, hallelujah, speaks of him coming back, my brother and sister, and bringing this type of destruction. Hallelujah. For true, Revelation 19:2, for true are the of his judgment, he had judged that great whore who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. My brother and sister, when he comes to take vengeance, hallelujah, the Bible says that in the army which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen and when clean, follow him upon the white horse. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, which he shall smite the nation. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He threw the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. God is saying to Russia and China, yes, I will use it to destroy these nations, but on the last days, you are going to meet my son, Jesus, in the mountain with his army. He will have on his hand a mighty sword. You will come because I will put a hook on you, cross you to by the Euphrates River dry, China, with 5 million strong. In Russia, he will cross them from the north down, and they will meet there in the mountain of Israel. And Messiah, my brother and sister, will take vengeance on them to destroy them. They will not escape. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if the ship fly like the flesh of demons or are the same ships, and they fly faster as light travel, where our radar cannot detect them. It don't matter how powerful they are, because greater is the one, hallelujah, who judges her, the one that judges Russia and China, who will destroy them. They will have no escape, my brother and sister. No escape. Because it is the Lord. Hallelujah. And he had a vesture on his tie, name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. And I saw an angel standing on the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the four that flies in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together upon the supper of the great God, and you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and small, both small and great. My brother and sister. Now, here's the thing. This is what people say, Brother Elvie. How can God say that they're going to eat the flesh of horses when today in the last days, they don't use horses. They're tanks, planes, and they're all made of steel. How can God say they're going to eat the flesh of horses? And now, you can look it up on the news. Russia is bringing soldiers from the Middle East who are coming in horses and camel to support Russia and Ukraine. So there will be horses from other army that will join Russia and China in the last day from the Middle East to come against Israel, my brother and sister. Everything in the Bible there for a reason and a purpose, and God cannot lie. God knew they will have these planes like eagles, my brother and sister. But he knew there also will be other nations, Syria, Iran, Egypt, Pakistan, and they have an army with horses still. And camels, and that they would join them on horses and camels, because horses and camels still through coming to Israel is one of the best transportation, because it's hard to you know, especially after earthquakes and many things, because I remember the Lord showed me United States going back to horses, okay, and my brother and sister. I saw people because the country has been destroyed severely with earthquakes and tsunami and all that, mostly earthquakes. And people here have to travel on horses. People in Texas will go back to horses around the nations here in the United States later on. It's a good transportation. Horses, you know, riding on horses is a good transportation, especially with bridges down. I saw people crossing rivers on horses, my brother and sister, in the years to come. It's impossible to cross it on car, especially when the water is so high, 10 feet, 12 feet, and horses can swim. I had crossed river and horses back in the island. They swim very well. I don't know about camel crossing rivers, but they did it in the old days. I don't think camel forgot how to swim. And if they used to swim back in the times of David, Solomon, and then I believe they still can swim. I don't know if they swim as good as horses, but, you know, the countries and nations are going back to that. Surely for a short season, but yes, it is in the Word of God. And as they come with horses, God feeds them. God even destroys their horses. And I was watching a program where they can preserve these things of horses for years to reproduce them. They're using technology now. I was watching this program online where they use technology now to make these special horses. Because they said that the horses that they have now are sick with the severe things and, you know, not perfect even for the race. And for people to have these strong, beautiful horses like they used to, okay, the DNA is being preserved, and they can go ahead and multiply them easily now with the technology they have. I thought it was horrible in a way. Okay? I thought it was horrible that they have this technology as they were talking to these professional elite billionaires about this, and they have preserved these horses' DNA that they can tell you how big and high and strong your horse will come out if you buy it from them. They buy them just on the DNA, and they say, well, we'll have them ready for you. Give us a few months. And they go ahead, and they use all they use is machine. No horse. They say, no, it cannot come in contact with any horse, so it will not be contaminated, the DNA and all that. I was like, I'm listening to these doctors, DNA specialists and all that. And they're speaking this way, and I'm like, listen, how God made everything so normal in a way, you know, for horses to multiply and all that natural, but they have completely changed all that. My brothers, it's terrible. It's just terrible where everything has been headed in the last days. And so they're doing the same now with babies, children. My brother and sister, it's an abomination to think that Bill Gates, what his lab in South Korea is doing, can go there and choose how your baby eyes, you want the baby eyes to be. Hallelujah. Amen. And how the baby eyes, the hair will come on and all that, and it will have to be exactly how you choose it to be in that computer. My brother and sister, it's terrible. And this is why God wants to destroy all this stuff. Because a lot of people say those babies don't have a soul. They don't have a soul. My brother and sister. So when the Lord showed me President Putin and his army in Russia this morning, I was able to speak to him in English. Because I see him talking in Russian language. Amen. Cloning Center. And I see now that I see how he's speaking always in Russian on television. But he speaks English very well. And I spoke with him in English. Spoke in English in the dream that the Lord took me to and showed me his army, how strong his army is, how quickly they can take over this nation and any other nation with no problem, quickly. My brother and sister, and they have weapon, they have ship that this nation and no other nation has. Okay, maybe China does because they're sharing technology. Okay? My brother and sister, so everything that's being said on television is a lie. Because these people are prepared enough to take over this nation and any other nation. And this is why they are so strong today, and God knows it because God can see everything, that they can take over this nation and any other nation, but the only nation is not going to allow them, which they are going to try. It doesn't mean that because China and Russia have this military power, they're not going to use it against Israel. They will use it against Israel. I saw it at one time, and I didn't understand back then when the Lord showed me they were launching missiles against Messiah. He had to put a hedge of protection around Israel, Jerusalem, to protect it from their missile, my brother and sister, because they were launching missiles. My brother, it's sad. It's just so sad. But showing me this morning in Russia their military plan to take over this nation and how quickly they're going to do so with no problem. Because the military power they have, my brother and sister, is powerful enough to do so. And they are ready. See, this is the thing. They are ready. These people provoking them, they are provoking their own destruction upon themselves. They are provoking their own destruction upon themselves. You know, if you think, if I was there, I would not be provoking them. But, you know, it's to this level where this needs to happen and this will happen. And the church is about to be taken out of the way. Okay? They're about to be taken out of the way. They're trying to find any proof or anything where they can go against Russia. It's the worst decision. The worst decision. If I can tell it to their face, I will say, you're making the worst decision of your life. You're bringing upon yourself your own destruction. Only God's going to judge them. It's only God who's going to stop them. It's only God who's going to destroy God and Mega, Russia and China. That's it. There is no other way. Sister Celestial, hallelujah. The Lord show the weapon they have. And it's beyond what these people have, beyond. They have no idea. And I believe over these 40 years or 50 years, the United States has been asleep in their sins, in their argument, in their disagreement, and so much more. But God knew it would be so. While other nations, Russia and China, has been developing weapons, developing. My brother and sister. It's terrible. Now I heard that. Remember, I was talking here in the Lord's Hour about the AI that China made. I heard that they're trying to buy the AI from China, a copy of it, because they find out it's so advanced, way more advanced than what we have here, and they're trying to buy it now. This is their plan now. But China is not going to sell it to them. They already said no. Okay, how is it that me, a preacher here, know these things? And they that have so much information, wait to get it, find out later after I knew it years ago that I preach it here. I'm surprised because I believe God's word. That's what it is. My brother and sister, verse 19 of Revelation 19. And I saw the beast and the king of the earth and their army gather together to make war against him. Hallelujah. That set upon the horses and against his army. Look what God reveals to John here. I don't know if you, maybe I read it too quick, but listen to what God reveals to John here. You know how Russia and China go against Israel in the last day, God and Mega, Ezekiel 38 and 39? Look what God reveals here to John. And I saw the beast. That's the Antichrist. That's the Antichrist, Revelation 13, the beast. The Antichrist is behind China and Russia. Whoa, what a surprise. I didn't know that. How is that Obama is with Putin and Jinping? They're friends, great friends. How is that? God just revealed it to John here. How is that? How is Obama a great friend with them and the Antichrist? See, before it came out on the news. That's not on the news. You don't hear this on CNN, on Fox News, on Amazon's channel that they're friends. Have you heard that President Putin and Obama are great friends and President Xi Jinping of China are great friends? Have you heard that? No. And I saw the beast, Obama, the king of the earth, and their army gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. They see Jesus on his white horse and his army. And they say, we're going to bring them down. We're going to bring them down. What a mistake that is. What a mistake that is. You see where pride can take a man or a woman? Where at the moment where you should humble yourself before your Lord, okay, pride can keep you from humbling yourself. And it can take you to the level or the decision to make the wrong decision. So the logical wrong decision, logical wrong idea in your own mind, in your own conceive, it can take you to make the wrong decision. Because you're thinking, I got a great army. I got this country backing me off. My army is second to none. Nobody can beat me. That's the Antichrist. We just have defeated all these nations. which were mighty, and look at him, a horse. He will not escape us. Look, and horses was in our midst, and the flesh of the horse will be all over Jerusalem, is what they're thinking. Once we knock down the horses, they're down on the floor. What can they do? Look, they don't even have weapons. He has a sword. What do he think? He's back in the 1500, back in the times of the Roman when people fought with sword. We got all kinds of missiles. We got hypersonic missiles. We got all these things. And look, he's coming with a sword to fight us. Oh, they're laughing it up. They got no idea of his power and might. No idea. Why they have no idea of his power and might? Because they're not humbling themselves to him. Okay? They're flying the F-22 and they're laughing it up. They're flying this ship of demons all over where they can press a button and they disappear in the cloud. With this and that horse, we can just bring them down so easy. And they're laughing it up. Okay? Let's surround them. We know the Russian soldier coming from the north, the Chinese coming from the east part. Iran is coming from the south. We got them. They got no escape. Four horses. We're bringing them down with all his horses and all his army and horses. They have, see, when people walk in pride, they have not learned to humble themselves before the Lord. My brother and sister, pride takes the best of them. It pollutes their mind. It pollutes their heart to think that they're going to win, especially with the Antichrist telling them, oh, we'll take them down. We'll take them down. Keep going. Keep moving your tank. We'll be there in a few hours. We'll take them down. Pride comes before a fall. Okay? Because they're seeing the horses. They're seeing the vulnerable horses and army on them. With sword on them. One of our missiles can destroy those swords like nothing, they're thinking. Man, let's put a show on television. This will be catching on CNN. People from all over the world will see this. Will see us destroying his horses, his army. Pride comes before a fall. And they're being so prideful that they don't understand that he has all power in heaven and on earth. But for you to know that, you have to experience that on your own humbleness. You want to be great, you got to humble yourself. You want to stay by his side, you need to serve. You need to serve. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, that's why he says, hallelujah. That's why he says on Proverbs 8, my brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 8:4, unto you, O men, I call, in my voice unto the Son of Man, all ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fool, be you of understanding heart. This is what they're lacking, an understanding heart. So when God calls you to humble yourself, yes, Lord, lest thy will be done. You humble yourself. You're not going to sit there, hallelujah, thinking that, oh, but we got the army, we got the Marine, we got enough weapons. That's pride. You're trusting on the army. You're trusting on the weapon. Hear, for I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be the right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips, says the Lord there. These people in their pride are speaking wickedness. God said that wickedness they're speaking is an abomination to my lips. These are things that I will never say. These are things that I will never speak, that I will never utter in my mouth. What they're uttering, what they're saying, I will never say. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. But these wicked ones under ships that are coming against the Lord, are speaking vanity upon vanity. Hallelujah. And all they want is power, vanity of vanity. My brother and sister, they're coming forward to their own destruction. Their own destruction, hallelujah, comes for them as a surprise. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, says the Lord there, and not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. He is pleading to them, my brother and sister, to listen to him, to receive the word, the knowledge and wisdom that he had, because if you do, you will escape the by sin of men. You will escape being part of the Antichrist army, because there might be many of you listening to me that will join the Antichrist army to go against Israel, go against Jerusalem, and find yourself in a tank or marching in that army, rising against Messiah and his army, and laughing at Jesus and his army that are on horses, thinking horses we can destroy so easy. When you think that way, you have received the knowledge of evil and lies, my brother and sister. And many, many are going to be deceived, because great deceit is coming in the great tribulation. When the Nestorians are released, I read it to you, hallelujah, in the book of Daniel. They're going to come out, and they're going to gather people to form a great army. That army that they are going to form on the earth in a different country, my brother and sister, hallelujah, that army, thank you, Jesus, that army they're going to form is to go against Messiah and his army, because the Nestorian know of a prophet, my brother and sister, long time ago, before they falling, my brother and sister, and that prophet, hallelujah, they heard how God, my brother and sister, was going to, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, come with a great army. Thank you, Jesus. They heard about this prophet. Thank you, Jesus. Back in Genesis, let me tell you when they heard about this prophet. Out of the descendant of Adam and Eve, before the Nephthalim were fallen, before they corrupted the generations of Noah, in the generations of Lot, they heard about this man of God called Enoch in Genesis 5:24, that the Bible said that this man walked with God, and he was not, for God took him, my brother and sister. What was the prophecy of Enoch that they heard? That when they get released in the great tribulation, they're coming out to prepare an army against Messiah. Because Enoch says this in Jude 1:14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied this, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. My brother and sister, and these Nephthalim that are locked up, remember this prophecy. The Messiah is coming with 10,000s of his saints. So they want to gather a bigger army, more advanced, more prepared, they're thinking in the pride. The 10,000s, my brother and sister, because there is a number given here. The Lord will come with 10,000s of his saints. A 10,000-man army is not big. So the Nestalian and the prisons are planning. When we get released from this cells, when we get to the earth, we know how Messiah is coming, as he said to Enoch. He's coming with 10,000 of his army. That's not enough. We're going to surprise him. We are going to surprise him. We're going to build a bigger army. We're going to gather the people from the earth, from every corner of the earth, God and Magog. We're going to gather them for that great battle. And we're going to get everyone a mandate, my brother and sister. And the only way they're going to obey us is with a mark we're going to put on the hand or on the forehead. For we can control and manipulate them how we feel. They will have to listen to us, and they will have to obey us no matter what, because we're going to mark them whether they like it or not. And we're going to form an army of hundreds and thousands and millions strong, and we're going to surprise Messiah in the Mount of Israel. He will only have 10,000. We will have millions against him. My brother and sister, the same story that happened with Gideon. You have too many men with you, God said to Gideon. Tell them that are afraid and fear that they can go home, but begin to run. God doesn't need much, because it is him that fight. It is him, my brother and sister, hallelujah, who take vengeance upon his enemy. It is him who will defeat his enemy with his great power and with his great might. He will defeat them, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. And his army of angels that are very obedient to him are mighty in power and the power of God, and will get hold of the enemies of God, and they will not escape, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. All bride of Christ, we already have seen much. The bride has seen very much. And the Lord is about to take his bride from the earth, my brother and sister. Any day now, any hour now, any moment now, my brother and sister, we only have but a few things to do before the departure of the bride happens, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. The Lord promised a revival. He's bringing the last rain. He will have a rain, and it will rain. When he says rain, rain will come forth from heaven in a form of anointing, in a form of power, in a form of fire. Hallelujah. That every heart that means to be saved will be saved in Jesus' name. My brother and sister, but before so, the bride of Christ, hallelujah, those that will wait until the day of the Lord, hallelujah. Paul said that those that have not proceeded to death, those that are still alive will be changed, will be transformed, hallelujah, in the blink of an eye of the last trumpet, because the trumpet will sound. Thank you, Jesus. The trumpet will sound. The bride of Christ, as Jesus showed me, when he began to call us by the name, when Jesus calls you by the name, you will be changed. You will be transformed into your glorified body. I thank you, Jesus. And those that are angels in human body, their wind will be open, and they will come out as angel. Hallelujah. There will be a mighty expectation. Hallelujah. Expectation happening in the eyes of everyone. I thank you, Jesus. God has mighty work for us to do, bride of Christ. But it will not be in this body. It will be in a glorified body, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. The day and hour is here. Jesus is about to change us. Jesus is about to transform us. He is about. I heard a voice saying, I am about to transform my children. I am about to transform my people. I am about. I am about. I heard a boy say this to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. He's about. He is about to change you. He is about to transform you. You will hear his voice. You will hear his voice. Hallelujah. The time will come when the tomb, those that are in the tomb will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they will rise. They will rise. We have come to this hour. We have come to this time. Church of Jesus, sons and daughters of the Most High God, you're about to be changed. You're about to be transformed into your glorified body to move forward in the plan of God. Hallelujah, to lead people to God that are meant to be led by God, that have been confused, that are troubled, that are wondering what can happen with them. You are going to walk to them, and you are going to say to them, thou sayest the Lord. Give your life to Jesus in this hour, and he's going to change you right now. He's going to transform you right now. He's going to, hallelujah, lift you up, restore you. And anything missing will be restored instantly. What will say thou? And they will say, yes, raise your hand, and you will point your hand, and the power of God will come over them, and they will be changed. Hallelujah. They'll see the mighty power of God like they never seen before. It's about to happen. I'm about to do so. Heard. Thank you, Jesus. He's about to do so. He is about to change. Praise to Jesus. The transformation is at hand. The transformation is at hand. Praise to Jesus. I heard it. I heard the boy saying to me, thank you, Lord. It's about to happen, people of God. Thank you, Lord. It's an exciting day for us coming. Praise you, Lord. Yes, it will be short. Yes, it will happen quickly. Hallelujah, but it's happening. It's about to happen. And once it happens, my brother and sister, thank you, Lord. There's no going back. There's no going back for the church. The final work will be done. It will be done. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it's in a short season. Yes, it will happen quickly. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. But you need to be careful. There are many being vaccinated that their soul has been removed and a demon has been put on their body. Be careful. Anyone can call himself Christian today. The devil can call himself a Christian and worship with other people. Be careful. Be careful. The devil can say he's a Christian and call you brother and sister. You need to be careful. Walk in the Spirit. Ask the Lord to lead you and reveal to you the things that you must know. Please understand the hour. Understand the day. There's so much deceive happening right now. You think you're talking to a human and you're talking to a demon. And the thing is, they'll get you confused. They'll make fun of you. They'll laugh at you. Everything you say is so funny. They're mocking you. You need to be careful. So many souls are being misled. My brother, so many souls are swords going through their chest. Oh, my brother and sister. No. Hallelujah. Be careful. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. Be careful. Be careful. They can control, my brother and sister, they can control the vaccinated through computers. They can control their thinking, their thoughts. That's why the media is speaking with such an anger. Why do you think the media is speaking with such an anger about Russia and them? Because those thoughts are being put to them through a computer. Their minds are being controlled. Their anger, their emotions are being controlled. And they're putting them very high in level. And they're very angry of Russia and the people and all this. They want World War III already. My brother and sister, through the servers that doing that. Through hallelujahs. Through the 5G, they're doing that to the people. And they don't even know that they're being controlled, my brother and sister, because it's not there. The soul is not there. Hallelujah. It's being done through the nanotechnology on the body that runs through them. You imagine the deceive? They're putting thoughts on their mind that they think is their thoughts, but it's not. Hallelujah, my brother and sister. Through satellites, through so much, the mind is being controlled. The brain, the thinking, the emotion, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And if you're walking with one of them, if you're talking with one of them, if you're fellowshipping with one of them, They can deceive you. They can deceive you. That's why the Lord said, be ye not deceived. This has to be between you and the Lord. This is why you should have been building on your relationship with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, that he will lead you toward truth. Because there's hardly no truth out here. Everything, hallelujah, is a lie on television. Hallelujah. Few programs are teaching the truth. Few people are speaking the truth. Hallelujah. There's a few that got took by seeing, and they think they can still preach the word. And when they go to speak the word, you do not want to hear what they have to say. They will make you sin. They're vaccinated, have taken the booster, and they think they can go on the pulpit. They can go on the radio, on television, and preach you the truth. They read you a verse from the Bible or a few, and then everything else they say is confusing to the people. My brother and sister, I cannot hear those people. It makes me want to vomit. The word that comes out of their mouth makes me want to vomit. My brother and sister, I was listening to this young prophet from the UK. And she used to give word from the Lord. Well, she thought she could go take the vaccine and keep doing what she was doing. And then she came on after taking the vaccine and thought, I had to unfriend her from YouTube. Because these people, my brother and sister, think that they can go take the vaccine and then come. You can see the snake eyes on her now. The ring of the snake is on her eyes now that was not there. You can compare with the old video and with the new video. Now you can see the snake eyes on her after being vaccinated. And then she can think she can come and give a word from who? From who? My brother and sister. Deceiving the people, misleading the people. But it's up to us to be discerning. They'll tell you they're being vaccinated. Immediately you stop listening to those people. You don't listen to no minister. Shalom, Brother Miguel, that's been vaccinated. No minister, no preacher. It doesn't matter how anointing it was, how powerful it was. Once it's been vaccinated, that's it for the ministry. The ministry is not recognized anymore. That's it. Because that it should, if they were listening to the Lord, they should have not taken it by seeing. No. My brother and sister, the Lord leads you toward truth. The Holy Spirit leads you toward truth. How can he lead you to a lie? Cannot lead you to a lie. All true, the Bible says. Now they're mingling the truth with lies. No. No. My brother and sister, you got to have the Lord lead you in this. Lead you. Take the time to go and fasting with your family, your wife, with your children, your husband. Excuse me. Take the time to go and fasting with them. Separate yourself from all media. Radio, television, your cell phone. Be careful with your cell phone. You know what they're doing through the 5G Ultimate now? They can control, they can get to your mind through your cell phone now, the new iPhone, the 5G iPhone, the 5G phone. They can go into your brain now and attach you to your phone with such a control that you have your phone on your hand all day long. Instead of having the Bible, you have your phone on your hand all day long. Mind control they're using through these devices, through the cell phone, through the iPhones, through the Android phones. All these cell phones have mind control. Apple has it, Google has it, Intel has it, all these companies have it. They have mind control to the cell phone. Demonic control to the cell phone. Notice how people spend all day long on the cell phone, either playing games or speaking with demons on the cell phone. TikTok, demonic, my brother and sister. All day long, that's all they do. Demons having access to the mind, the brain, the thinking, the thoughts. Google has already broken the human brain codes to know what people are thinking before they type anything. Their cell phones already know. Google search already know. My brother and sister, remember when God told me that those that will take, will have the 5G on the cell phone will not be going home, will have to be murdered. A lot of people that have the 5G will have to be murdered. And they will be angry at God. Yes, they will. Oh, I thought it was Elvis' bad idea, they'll say. Oh, no, my brother. Oh, no, my sister. Unless I hear from him, I won't say it. I am telling you. My brother and sister, it's difficult. It's hard in the last days. Harder, 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 ever more, because they have mind control on the cell phones. You spend a few minutes on your cell phone now a day, they're trying to get into your mind, your thinking. The only protection we have, or the more powerful and the mighty protection we have, is the Lord, the Holy Spirit. He can protect you. He can keep you. But if you're on disobedience all day on your cell phone, they can get to you. Because sin disobedience opens the door for the enemy. We already know this. You can have a wonderful days all day long. And the moment you sin and you go to sleep, you get demonic attack. Am I right or am I wrong? Or am I making this up? Am I making this up or is it right or wrong? You tell me now. You can have a wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. Mighty ministration. And you're fasting and prayer with the Lord. You sin for a moment. You go to sleep and you get a mighty attack from the enemy. How is that, you say? How is that? Because in the moment you sin, you open the door to the enemy, to the demons. And they can make you fornicate, commit adultery in your own sleep. Am I wrong or am I wrong or am I making this up? You tell me. Okay? In order for the Lord to keep me in my sleep, hallelujah, from these things were happening to me, I had to repent for hours and ask the Lord to stop me from sinning in my sleep. Ask the Lord to stop you from sinning in your sleep. Okay? Ask him. You still have to repent, but if you ask the Lord to stop you from sinning in your sleep, he will stop you. Because Satan has these women, demons, that he can send to your sleep in your house. If you're a man or if you're a woman, he can send demons, handsome demon. Can you believe that? In your sleep to make you fornicate, commit adultery in your sleep, and that still counted unto you a sin. As the same, if you go watch a preacher that's been vaccinated preaching you a message, his message, which mostly will be deceived, will be false teaching, will make you sin before God. And you are responsible before God, Jesus said to me. I remember. Okay? We are responsible for sinning in our sleep. We are responsible, my brother and sister, for committing adultery or fornication in our sleep as we did it physically. It happens in the spirit as we did it physically. It is counted as sin. The same thing if you listen to false teaching, it is counted as sin. And God holds you responsible for the sin. We have so much to be repented for, my brother and sister. That's why people say, how can you spend that time in prayer every day? Because all the things that we need to repent, all the things we need to be careful. We're not trusting in ourselves and our righteousness. We're trusting in Jesus, in his righteousness, that when his blood cleanses us, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and it makes us righteous before the Lord. That's how it is, through repentance and departing of sin. My brother and sister, he is the only one that can cleanse us and help us for what he did on the cross for us. There's no other way, my brother and sister, that this can happen. It's his sacrifice on the cross that made it possible for us to repent and come to him, and for his blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Any sin is a contamination to our soul, body, soul, and spirit. And it goes in our bookkeeping records in heaven. There are bookkeeping records in heaven that you and I are responsible for. So every night we're supposed to, after we repent our sin, we're supposed to say, Lord, please cleanse my bookkeeping record in heaven. Lord, please. Please, Lord Jesus, for my sin and my disobedience. And he let me know when he cleanses mine. It's important. It is important when you say, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive my sin. Please forgive my trespass. And you spend time repenting with the Lord. And a lot of times you will not remember every sin you have committed. You're still responsible for them. So you have to repent and say, Lord, please forgive those sins that I don't remember, Lord. Okay? And you repent with him. And Any sin against the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you have to repent. Any offense, like grieving the Holy Spirit. What grieves the Holy Spirit? Sex or sin the most? Sin grieves the Holy Spirit. He's in our lives. Okay? Unto the day of redemption. That's the day of the rapture. Departure. Of the bride of Christ. We have to be repenting our sins and trespasses. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Unto the day of the rapture, we need to be righteous. And the only thing that can make us righteous is the blood of Jesus and repentance. So those that are telling you that you don't need to repent so much is foolish and nonsense. We're supposed to be repenting all day long if possible. Paul says to the church, pray without ceasing. Does that sound to you that you can take a break? He didn't even leave room for a break. Pray without ceasing. There's no opening there for a break. Take 5 minutes break. Where's that? Paul says, pray without a ceasing. Let's pray without taking a break, in another word. So that means pray 24 hours, in another word. Pray 24 hours. Can anyone pray 24 hours? Well, you can pray it in the spirit. Your spirit can pray all the time. It's possible. And you can pray for hours, for sure. It's also possible. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible, remember? In the moment you say that's not possible, you're limiting the power of God in your life. You have to believe it's possible with God. Because with God, all things are possible. And that's how we walk and live and pray and believe. You have to believe that he can do these things in our lives. Our trust in the Lord is on his promise he made to us. He promised he will come back for us. He promised he will take us home. He promised we will be with him in paradise, my brother and sister. And we have to claim those promises. We got to pray them. We got to believe them every day. Is it easy? No. Can we conquer them? Yes. In the name of Jesus. We're more than conquerors, the Bible says. That means you have to pursue them. You have to seek them. You have to want them with all your heart. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's why wasting time on watching sinful things is a waste of time. Anything we do that is not for seeking the Lord is a waste of time. I like to plant plants. I'm planting tomatoes. I'm planting different vegetables. But even if I do that and don't seek the Lord as I should, it's a waste of time, my brother and sister. This transformation, when Jesus spoke to me about the transformation of the bride for the revival, he told me it will be for those humble and show me for those that will be seeking him, humbling themselves before him. In other words, this is not for everyone. And I'm sure it's going to make a lot of people angry. When the transformation for the revival comes, the Lord says to me the other day, you are one chosen for the revival, he says to me. Jesus says to me. Because I wanted to tell the Lord, Lord, you know, okay, you can use your my brothers and sisters and that. I've chosen you also to use you. He says, amen, oh, glory to Jesus. He's going to change us and transform us. He showed me he was doing it with me. He was changing me. By the time he showed me, when he called me by name, I remember he had changed me, my brother and sister. And thank the Lord for that, because anything he had chosen for us is a blessing. He blesses us. That's why we are called blessings of the Lord. We are blessed by him for everything he had called us to do, my brother and sister. But understand this, if you're not repenting daily, if you're not fasting weekly, hallelujah, as much as you can, if you're not repenting as much as you can, if you're not humbling yourself before the Lord, if you're not walking under the fear of the Lord as you should, as the Lord is calling you to do so, don't be surprised if you're not changed to be part of those that he will use in the revival. My brother and sister, God has chosen, he has elected, selected those for the revival. My brother and sister, but you can already see, God called people to repent a few years back that are now, that have not repented when God vaccinated, that did not do what he was calling them to do. God called people to come into the prayer closet a few years ago and come and spend time with him, praying to him, talking with him. Well, he will come and talk to them. They will hear his voice, and he will begin to show them things that they did not know of. But a lot of them said to the Lord, they had too much money in the bank. They had a great job. They had a great car, great family, great house. They didn't have time really to spend it with the Lord, or they had to work two jobs or three jobs, and they didn't have time to spend it with the Lord, not trusting the Lord if you do so. And when they got to buy sin, and now they find themselves in hell. God will not be mocked. When he calls you, you say, amen, Lord, and you humble yourself. Don't give God an excuse when he calls you to pray, to fast, to commit your life to him. Don't give him an excuse. That's what a lot of people do. And when they do, it's too late. It's too late. My brother and sister, God is not playing around. Okay? A lot of people wanted him to wait longer for them, for them to make up their mind. No. No. All the vaccinated will be changing to beasts. Whether they believe it or like it or not, Jesus says to me, all. He said it so loud to me, so loud, because I asked him, I went back to the Lord, Lord, if I said this wrong, Lord, I was willing to come on the Lord's hour and say I'm sorry to everyone. Because I said, Lord, if I said this wrong, Lord, for what you have shown me, for what I heard you say, Lord, I need you to confirm to me that all the vaccinated, Lord, all. Because if I said this wrong, Lord, I want to come on the Lord's hour and come and tell you I'm sorry. I was wrong. And the first thing he says, the first thing he says to me, no, you were not wrong. You spoke my word. All the vaccinated will change into beasts, he says to me. I was like, whoa. He knows my heart. And I'm not going to come here and lie to you and entertain you and lie to you. I don't know. If you knew me personally, you know I'm not that kind of person. I don't waste my time this way. I don't waste my time this way, entertaining people. You know, no, this is not what this is about. This is not what this is about. My brother and sister, I'm either going to come here and tell you what the Lord is saying or not even open the program. Right? I said to the Lord, I was in Nashville, Tennessee last night. I said to the Lord, I don't have a word, Lord, for Sunday. I said Saturday to him in prayer, in the overnight prayer. Lord, if you give me a revelation, I will go on the Lord's hour. I will go on the radio. If you don't give me a revelation, I'll play an hour, Lord. I won't go. He knows my heart. He knows my heart. Several times years ago, I told him, Lord, you want me to close down the Lord's hour? I'll say goodbye to everyone. Take care. Keep seeking the Lord. Go to your local church. That's it, Lord. I will go back to work, support my family. That's it, Lord. I will do ministry, maybe go to churches, go to different places and preach. However you want, Lord. If you want me to close down the Lord's hour, I do it, Lord. The Lord said, no, no, my servant. You are doing my will. You are preaching my word, my revelation, he says to me. I want you to continue to do what I commanded you to do. I bow my head, yes, Lord. He knew I was serious. He knew. My brother and sister, I like to joke, but I don't play around. I don't play around. He knew I was serious. I would have done so. I would have told you, send all your offering to Israel, whoever you want to take. My brother and sister, no, no, my servant, you're doing my will, he says. I want you to continue. Three times I went to him, or four, no. He says, no. You're preaching my word. You're doing my word. This is what I want you to do. Okay, Lord. As long as it's the Lord commanding me to do, I do it. That's it. My brother and sister, he will not allow me to stop doing this. He will not. I was the one who told you to do so. He says, I want you to continue to do this for me. He says, yes, Lord. Bow my head to him. Yes, Lord. No entertainment, no game. His word, his message, that's it. My brother and sister, we're living in the last of the last. He showed me us up in the mountain a few days ago. My brother and sister, he told me a few days before that, you are at the end. No more for you to go. Us. And I believe I was between sleep because I heard him say this to me. I heard his voice. I heard it say to me. But then I woke up. I'm like, okay. I began to pray again. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I begin to pray. I don't know what's going on, so I began to pray. He'll let me know what's going on. So I began to pray. I went back to sleep again later. My brother and sister, they're 90, doesn't want me to sleep. He just wants me to pray. Okay. Let his will be done. I'll let him know I'm tired, Lord, but okay. You want me to pray? Okay. Stay up and pray. Okay. And then I said back to him, Lord, you know, okay, did I hear you right? Is this what you want me to say? Hallelujah. And then, amen, Jesus is my equal opportunity employer. Then he took me up to the mountain, showed me all my brothers and sisters there from the Lord Tower, Allah. And you see, we have right now 17 people in the chat room, 4 uncle, that's 21 people. The Lord has shown me we are over 6,000 people, close to 7,000 people that listen to this program, Jesus has shown me, my brother and sister. And so I know some people say, but you barely have 100 and something people that listen to the Lord Yahweh. No, Jesus has shown me. When I said to the Lord, Lord, you know, how many people are really listening, really are repenting? And I remember a few years back, he showed me the same number, about the same number, in the rapture of people that were following us. I was like, huh? And so he surprised me. And so remember, he said, you're not wasting your time. Through your program, I'm getting people's life ready to come home with me. Because I didn't know what I was doing. Only him can see everything. I cannot see. So in heaven, he took me to this auditoriums where you can see thousands of people. People were standing there. I began to see faces of brothers and sisters that I probably only know them through mail, email, maybe text. You know, I don't speak with everyone. But there were thousands of people there that got saved through the Lord Yahweh. And Jesus said, look, your work was not in vain. I was shocked. I was crying. Whoa. So many thousands of people, Lord. This is why obedience to the Lord is better than sacrifice. My brother and sister, obedience is better than sacrifice. When he tells us to do something, we do it. Because the outcome is up to the Lord. It's up to him. He's getting people's heart, people's life ready for heaven. Ready for him to bring them to heaven. And he is quickly working on my brothers and sister heart. Quickly. My brothers, look at my sister Luna. She's a young lady. The Lord's been working on her heart to bring them home. There's a young lady, young man here listening. The Lord, my brother Strada, he's a young man. Look, the Lord working on his heart, getting them ready. And the enemy has thrown everything he can against them. No, the Lord is still keeping them. The Lord is still protecting them. The Lord is still delivering. And they've gone through a lot. They've gone through a lot. You think it's been easy for them? No. It's not been easy for them. Our sister Luna has been easy for her. Our brother Estrada has been easy for them. Or sister Consuelo, ask her. It's been easy for her. No. It has not been easy. But the Lord said he is sustaining you with his mighty hand. You made me weak in what you're going through, your friends. You're not welcome amongst your friends like you used to. Okay? But the Lord has been sustaining you. The Lord has been keeping you for himself. It's been the Lord. Hallelujah. What are you going to do with your crown when the Lord crowns you, Sister Luna? Brother Strata, brother and sister listening, what are you going to do with your crown when the Lord places the crown of life in you? When the Lord places his crown on you, what are you going to do? Tell me, what are you going to do? Because I already know what you're going to do with your crown. Like the 24 elder, you're going to bow and you're going to put it at Jesus' feet. You know why? Because you're going to say, Lord, if it wasn't for you, Lord Jesus, if it wasn't for you, Lord, Lord, I would have not made it. I would have not made it, Lord. Lord, I struggle in my prayer. Lord, I struggle in my daily life. I'm not welcomed by my family, Lord. You know I wasn't even welcome. Lord, you know I talked to my family not to take the vaccine, and they still went and took it, Lord. I tried to lead up to you, Jesus. And I found myself weak so many times, Lord. I found myself struggling, Jesus. You know, Lord. And the Lord would say, I know, my child. I knew your trouble. I knew your headaches. I knew your pain. Hallelujah. And you're going to lay your crown on his feet. Because you're going to say, Lord, if it wasn't for you, Lord, I would have not made it. If it wasn't for your grace, if it wasn't for your mercy, Lord. Lord, if it wasn't for your patience and your love and your caring, Lord, I would not made it, Lord. There were times, Lord, that I didn't feel like praying. And you came, Lord, and you woke me up. You woke me up. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. He wakes me up when he wants me to do something. He wakes me up. Sometimes I'm too tired to wake up. He knows. He wakes me up. He gives me strength. When I have none, he gives me strength. I say, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, I am so tired. I have no strength. And his sweet spirit comes over me and began to give me strength where I had none. Then I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord. This is why we're going to lay our crown on his feet and begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. His mercy endure forever. His love is unequal. His love is unequal. I remember years ago, about 4 years ago, I was so concerned for brothers and sisters that they were telling me it was so hard for them. And I was praying for them. And the Lord took me to heaven. And the Lord showed me his body, us in his body. And the Lord says, look, even when they seem like they're going to fall, I am holding them together. They're not going to fall because I am the one holding them, he says to me. It's like, ooh, wow, I didn't know this. Bible said, let the weak say, I am strong. Can you say that? Can you say, I am strong? Let the weak say, I am strong. Go ahead and say it. Practice. Hallelujah. I am strong. I am strong. Hallelujah. I am strong. Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I am strong. Say it. It's important that you say it. Because your strength comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God knows it's been difficult, but he has sustained you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the weak say I'm strong. Pray for Brother Joseph. He told me about a surgery he had in his mouth. Hallelujah. Oral surgery. Hallelujah. And he has swollen. He has pain. Hallelujah. Let's keep him in prayer that the Lord bring healing over his mouth. In Jesus' name, Lord, I stretch my hand over him. I bind, Lord, all sickness over his mouth, all swelling, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, by the stripe of Jesus, by the wound of Jesus, I command that infection to go out of his mouth in Jesus' name. By the stripe of Jesus, by the wound of Jesus, you are healed, Brother Joseph. Claim it, proclaim it, and declare it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Declare it. Hallelujah. Please, my brother and sister, keep them in prayer. Keep them in prayer. Greater is he that is with you, brother. Claim your healing. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. Believe in the Lord for your healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please keep them in prayer. Keep my brother Joseph in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. The Lord will heal you. Lord, bring his healing upon his mouth. In Jesus' name, we bind all demon of infection. We bind the demon commanded to go. In Jesus' name, by the stripe, by the wound, something is happening in Jesus' name. Lord, heal him. Lord, heal him. The Lord that healeth thee. You sent your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Being complete healing over his mouth. That infection may remove in Jesus' name. Yeshua, and something is happening there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeshua, hallelujah. By the stripe of Jesus, you are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Proclaim it. Declare it. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Let the healing come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Complete healing, Lord. Complete healing over his mouth, over his body. In Jesus' name, let his body, let his mouth align by your word. In Jesus' name, by your stripe, Jesus, he is healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Never be afraid to ask your brother and sister for prayer. Amen. That's important. It is important. Hallelujah. And make that a goal that if you're going to go and fasting with your family 2 or 3 days, ask your brothers and sisters for any prayer request that they may have. Okay? Make that fasting, make it important. Don't just go into fasting. No. Go into fasting with a goal in mind. A plan where you want God to do something. Okay? Please. So if you're going to go and fasting for 2 or 3 days, you say, listen, we would like to pray for anyone that needs any particular prayer or healing or anything. And watch what happens when you do so. My brother, baptism of the Holy Spirit, anything special, you can put it in that request in prayer. Okay? Through fasting. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. Bring those. Because, see, you want to spend the time when you're fasting. Don't be on your cell phone. Don't be on the computer. This is the time that you have separated yourself to spend it with the Lord. I just heard the Lord, he likes it. He wants that. Separate it with him. You don't want to be testing. You don't want to be, you know, you want to be in the word, okay? Not in the device, in the word of God. Open your Bible and dust your Bible and get into the Bible with your family. If you're fasting with your bride, with your wife, your husband, your children, this is the time when you just want to be making about the Lord. You can put Bibles moving for your children. Keep them. the concept is that you are separated for the Lord in those days, 100%, 100%, which is difficult in the world because we got to read email, we work, we're responsible, we got to do things, okay? We got to go out, we got to get what we need, you know, But when you are fasting, you want to make those days special, completely separated. My brother and sister, I'm telling you because I've seen powerful results out of it. And in your spiritual life, he empowers you so much, your spirit, your life. Thank you, Lord. You make it special for the Lord. And special will the Lord be in your life. My brother and sister. So it's important that we understand that this time it's a separated for the Lord. And this is what the Lord says to the people in Isaiah 58. Okay? How should your fasting be, my brother and sister? Because people, when they fast, they do the things that God don't want them to do. In Isaiah 58, God tells the prophet that when people fast, what do? Well, he says to the prophet, cry aloud and spare not, lift out thy voice like trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Now, specifically, what is he referring to here? Because you're going to notice that what they chose to do was fast. But how they went about, God did not like it. They seek me daily, and they lie to know my way, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook now the ordinance of God. They ask me the ordinance of justice. They take the lie and approach it to God. Why have we fasted? And again, that is a separation that you take unto your God, and that's what they were doing. But while they were fasting, there were things they did that was wrong. Okay, when you fast, you seek God daily, that's the way. To know his way, yes. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook the ordinance of the God. And they asked me for the ordinance of justice. They delight in approaching God. And this, all this, the Jewish people love. They delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted, they say? And thou seest not. First, then they're murmuring. Because they say to God, we have fasted, and you have taken not notice in our fasting. If you offer this unto the Lord, now it's for you to weigh on him. Okay? Why have we afflicted our soul? Because that's what you do during fasting. You afflict your soul. And that is right. God tells them to afflict the soul and cry out to him in other different times. He told them to do so. In other words, he was calling them into fasting. Come and afflict thy soul with me. And you afflict the soul is because you, when you're fasting, you're not looking at television. You're not distracted with what other people are doing or what's going around you with your family. All those things, you're putting it aside, and you're only looking for God. You're delighting in his word, in his presence. But they mingle everything of the world with the things of God. And God said, this is not the way. Not the way. Hallelujah. Behold, in the day you fast, you find pleasure and exalt all your labor. Pleasure. My brother and sister, when you're fasting, all pleasure aside, that's not the day you seek pleasure for yourself. Husband, wife, or whatever else. No, that's the time where all pleasure are put aside. You seek your pleasure, God said. No, not when you're fasting. You put it aside. Exact your labor. In other words, you're being rude. You're being abusive. Listen, I'm fasting. Don't bother me. You're being abusive. Okay? When you're fasting, you got to be careful. You're not abusive. You're not insulting people. Get out of my way. I'm fasting. Leave me alone. No. Be nice. Be courteous with people. Or when your mom calls you to your, come and eat. Come and eat. Mom, I already told you I'm fasting. Leave me alone. No, that's not the right behavior. Mom, I'm sorry. Mom, remember we talked about that I will be fasting. We agree. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. She may say, see, nicely. Now, look, I'm going to be in my room. I'm going to be fasting. I need you to leave me alone. Don't bother me. You're being insulted. You're being aggressive. You're disrespecting your parents. God said, don't do this on these days. Now while fasting, you don't do this. Well, not any day to disrespect your parents, but that's especially when you're fasting. Because you say, I'm dedicating this day for the Lord. So fasting, you have to be careful. And this is why you read Isaiah 58. Hallelujah. Verse 4, behold, ye fast for stripe and the vein. Oh, now that I'm fasting, let me call my brother to talk about the Bible. And all of a sudden, you end up arguing with your brother and sister about the Bible. Why are you fasting? Why are you dedicating the time for God? You're on the phone calling your brother stupid. Oh, you're stupid. You don't know the Bible. I'm trying to explain this to you. Look why you're talking to me. And then you get into a stripe, an argument. And I'm sorry I'm using the word, but it's the truth. Stripe, that's what stripe is. Debate. Listen, I know the Bible better than you. You better shut up, they said to the other person. Why are you fasting? No. God said, no, it's not the moment for that. Now while you're fasting, you're going to go ahead and insult people and call them all kinds of things, and even some bad words some people may come out with. While they're fasting, God said, no, that's not the fasting I want from you. That's not the fasting I want you to do. My brother and sister, to smite with the fist of wickedness, even punch people. Punch people while fasting. Listen, I told you I was fasting. Boom, get out of my way. Huh? God says, no, I don't want that kind of fasting. Hallelujah. You should not fast as you do this day to make your voice being heard on high. The plan of fasting, God says, is to make your word be heard on high, to make your prayer be heard in heaven, to make God hear your prayer in heaven. That's the plan of fasting. God, I'm here in this day. I'm dedicating this day of fasting or this week of fasting or 3 days of fasting. So when we pray and ask you for these things, you will grant it unto us. Yes, my son. Yes, my daughter. I will do so when you dedicate the fasting. It has to be right. It has to be correct. That's when you humble yourself, my brothers and sisters. Such a fast that I had chosen for a man to afflict his soul. Afflicting your soul, it is to bow down his head in the bullshit. Humble yourself, God is saying. When you're fasting, be more humble than your regular days. Seek to be more humble. And while you do so, God will teach you humbleness. Because they're no more humble than Jesus. Nobody's more humble than Jesus. If you seek from Jesus to be humble, and he begins to teach you humble and humility, oh, my Lord, you will be surprised at the humility he will teach you. My brother, and you seek this through fasting. My brother and sister, profess that class of nature under him, that will call this fast. Acceptable to the Lord. They used to do that, put ashes over their head. And in fact, God said, I don't want you to be a hypocrite. I just want you to humble yourself. Okay? Don't get in strife. Don't get in argument. Don't call people to insult. If people make a mistake and call you on the day of fasting to come and eat in a picnic with them, or they got this meat that you love cooked for you in the day you're fasting, you say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm dedicating this day for the Lord. You know, I would have enjoyed that food that you have for me in another day, but I'm doing 3 days of fasting. I'm so sorry. I won't be able to eat it, you know? And the person may say, okay, I understand. I didn't know you were fasting. I'm so sorry. But some people, while they're fasting, you calling me to eat while I'm fasting? What kind of evil person are you? I thought you were my brother. I thought you were my sister. But you? and they sent them to hell. Go to hell, they say, while they're fasting. Of course that's not pleasing to the Lord, because you're being aggressive. People make mistakes. They call you to invite you to come and eat or take you out to eat while you're fasting. Say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm fasting today. I won't be able to go. Oh, I'm sorry. My apology. I forgot, I guess. I've been busy with the care or with my job. I'm so sorry that I call you while you're fasting. Please forgive me. And that's it. See? You keep the friendship. You keep close your family close. But insulting people because they call you while you're fasting to take you where you really love to go and eat what you really love to eat. No, people make mistakes. God is telling you, don't do this while you're fasting, because it will happen while you're fasting. Because sometimes the devil will use even people that are in sin to call you. Friend for a long time. Friends back from school and this and that. You know, no, not with fasting. You know, but do it peacefully. Be gentle on the day, because the Lord may touch the heart. You know, don't ignore the power of God, because a lot of people say, oh, if I don't speak to this person, nothing will happen. They ignore the power of God. Sometimes you don't need to even open your mouth for God to touch somebody. He'll touch them. My brother and sister, hallelujah. A lot of people, oh, if I don't do this, if I don't do that, and they keep doing things and nothing happens. Faith works with action. If you do a lot of action without faith, you won't see nothing. So you got to remember, faith without action is dead. But if you do action without faith, you will also find out it's also dead. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people do so much without faith. And then they expect God to respond. But where is your faith? Where is your faith? As the Lord asked people. Oh, gee, a little faith to his disciple. Yes, the sea was raised. Yes, there must have been a tsunami. Since they didn't have a good weather channel back then in the time of Jesus, how are they going to know there will be a tsunami in the day they were going to go out fishing? But that was in the day that God was going to test their faith. And when Jesus pretended not to know what was happening, because God knows everything that is happening every time at any moment, but at that moment he was testing them, okay? And it wasn't pretending as we do. I'm sorry that I used that word. But Jesus was asleep in the boat, the Bible says. So he was resting. His body was resting, but his spirit was awake. Praise the Lord. God knows that every time what's happening. Him that watches over Israel never sleep, never slumber, the Bible says. So he was not asleep there. He was fully aware of what was happening. But he was testing his disciple. And when the tsunami got really strong, the storm, they awakened the Lord. Lord, awaken, or we perish. That we're not going to perish. In the hand of God, you'll never perish. Never. Under his protection, you will never perish. The devil will tell you so, but that's a lie. No. Hallelujah. And when they awaken him, oh, gee, a little faith. He raised his hand. He comes the wind. He comes the water. And they were astonished of his power. My brother and sister, when you believe God, you will be astonished of his power. Astonished when you believe God. He will always astonish you at the things he can do. But you have to believe him. Hallelujah. It is not by sight. My brother and sister, we walk by faith. But when you walk by faith, then you see what God can do. But you have to walk by faith first. And not by sight, the Bible says. Thank you, Lord. Very important. This is not the fast that I had chosen, verse 6. To lose the ban of wickedness. Hallelujah. Till to this day, a lot of people don't understand what ban, hallelujah, are wickedness. They are spirit. And I saw this are the people that will be taken down by those demons to hell. Demons are lost that are horrible. How are they holding the soul that went down to hell to the Bising, my brother and sister? The lost demon. So ugly and so horrible. Hallelujah. These are bands of wickedness holding on to these people. Whatever lost sin they had in their life, these demons were behind them. My brother and sister. And they didn't know. Now when they went down, they saw them face to face. And they're astonished. Like, what? Before, they probably rebuked them many times in the name of the Lord. Now, they cannot. My brother and sister. Oh, there is a time for everything under the sun, Solomon said. Their time to rebuke them, they had it for many years. Now they came the time that where they could not rebuke them. My brother and sister. Oh, my Lord. Praise the Lord. It is not to deal with thy bread for the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, that thou not hide thy face on thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. When you take care, and this is why we encourage people to support the program, so we can support the naked, the poor in Israel. Over 200,000 families in Israel had no food, had no clothing, barely no clothing, and no place to sleep. And those people the Lord had led us to support, my brother and sister. And God said that if we do this, then on verse 7, 7 is always a perfect number, then on verse 8, which are all the blessings that you receive in eternity, your reward that are with him, verse 8. 8 stands for eternity. Notice how 8 goes around, endless, eternity. 7 is perfect, 8 is eternity. Goes around endless. Okay, verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, that's for eternity. Thy heart shall spring forth speedily, eternity, joyness. Righteousness shall go forth before the eternal righteousness. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward, his reward that I with him, to give unto each one accordingly. You do this, and for eternity, it will all be joy in the presence of the Lord. Verse 8. How do you like that now? How do you like that now? When you do what God commands you to do, verse 7, you get an eternity peace and joy in the presence of the Lord. Verse 8 of Isaiah 58, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Then when you get to the millennium, verse 9, then thou shalt call, you will pray, and the Lord shall answer you. It doesn't even give you a time where you have to wait a second, a minute. No. In the millennium, in the moment you pray, if you're praying for a dress, at that very moment, you are in your bathroom or in your living room talking to God, and you say, God, I would like to wear this pink dress with diamond, with gold, and these beautiful shoes that will match the dress as a sister. You're asking Father. And Father says, yes, my daughter. And you'll hear a knocking at the door right away. And Father will say, my angels are delivering it to you right now, my daughter. Father! But I just asked you for this. I know, my daughter. I knew you would ask me for this. Before you ask, Isaiah said, you will receive, my brother and sister. And the Lord shall answer. And thou shalt cry. What a beautiful son, Lord, you're giving me. What a beautiful baby, oh, Lord. You are giving me. And he shall say, here I am, my daughter. It's from me. My son, here it is for me. I'm giving you this beautiful baby. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's the millennium. It's like the new earth, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And if thou takest away from the midst of these yoke, hallelujah, and they're putting forward the finger and speaking vanity. Boy, did we speak vanity on this earth. My brother, we need to be careful speaking vanity. I found myself rebuking myself, correcting myself. I'm not saying things that I'm not supposed to say, even with my kids or anyone. Because we say things sometimes, my brother and sister, that we need to be careful. As daughters, sons of God, we need to say the right thing. You know that if you bless your children, you bless your children are blessed. You know that, right? So if every day you say to your children, I bless you, my daughter. I bless you, my son, in the name of the Lord. They are blessed in this life and the life to come. My brother and sister, this is how Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob blessed their children. And until this day, hallelujah, they are blessed. The children of Israel are blessed. And that blessing cannot be stolen from them, cannot be taken away, because they bless them in the name of the Lord. You need to understand the power of the word in our mouth, of the word of God, that when we bless our children, when we bless anyone, they are blessed. Okay? They are blessed. Praise you, Jesus. So when we speak vanity, it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time when we speak badly. So we need to be careful what we say, my brother and sister. Verse 10, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity in the darkness of the noonday, my brother and sister. So your soul to the hungry is going to take all of you to say, I'm going to support the poor, my brother and sister. I'm going to support this work. Some people say, oh, I'm not going to do it because, and then they'll make up excuses. In the moment you say, I'm going to do it because God says in his word we should support his work, and we do it together as we're doing it through the Lord's hour, the blessing is there. God brings his blessing. And in this time, in the time to come, here in the millennium, some people are going to see the blessing in the millennium and know that all the support they gave led them to have really good mansions in the millennium, good place, land, animals, and all kinds of things. They'll be better in the millennium than billionaires in this timing that we're living, my brother and sister. Better off. They'll be better off in the millennium and their palace. The Lord has shown me sister here from the Lord's Tower. I went to her house. She had a palace for a house, okay? And she has like a zoo for herself of animals, zebra, all kinds of animals that were her pets in the millennium. My brother and sister. Because some people are obedient to the Lord. And it's okay for you to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, should I support the Lord's hour? Let him tell you. He'll tell you. He will tell you. But you don't say, oh, I'm not supporting now. Go to the Lord. That's all I have to say. Verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continuously. This is the best part. Because we are supposed to be led by the Spirit to all truth, which the Holy Spirit is the Lord. Paul says, for the Lord is the Spirit. It's Jesus. The way of God, and it's the best for us, the best advice, the best thing that can happen to you and I, to have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit guide us in our life every day, every hour, tell us where to go, what to do. Listen, this is important now, okay? It's important that he lead us and tell us what to do. Even before you're going to begin a fasting, 3-day fasting, go to the Lord in prayer and ask him, Lord, will you guide me to do a 3-day fasting and when? And he will. Don't go out of your own pants and say, I'm going to do a 3-day fasting. You need to have the Lord guide you. It's important for everything, okay? Because if you have the Lord guide you, before you went and took that by sin, you would have not taken it. Okay? You need to know what's important. You don't do something the Lord did not tell you to do, because there are consequences more than what a lot of people can bear or anyone can bear. And a lot of people that are in hell now have found out, and they wish to get out, and they cannot. Okay? The Lord should guide thee continuously. It's a must of importance. Jesus was walking with me in the millennium, in the cloud, in the millennium. He was telling me this. He said these words to me: my Father demands obedience, and obedience he must get. Hallelujah. Whatever God says for us to do, we do. Listen, before you come down to the millennium from the wedding, ask the Lord, Lord, what task the Father wants me to do in the millennium? Find out for him. My daughter, my son, this is what he wants you to do. Okay, you're not going to forget. Don't worry about it. He'll tell you exactly what you're going to do. For how many hours? He wants you to do this every day for 5 hours or 4 hours or 8 hours. I don't know. Everyone is different. Follow that to the letter. Lord, how long am I going to be in the millennium? 700 years, 500 years, 400 years, whatever he tells you. Amen, Lord. Don't ask for a day more. Don't ask for a day more. He knows. God knows. Okay? God knows. Do what he wants you to do in the millennium. Do your task faithfully. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't say, I prefer to be at the beach. I prefer to be fishing. I prefer to be playing games with my friend. None of that. Do it happily for whatever, 700 years, 500 years, 400, just do it faithfully unto the Lord. My brother and sister, hallelujah. We are going to have a task. To me, it's been revealed my task. But most of you don't know what your task is going to be in the millennium, those that are coming down. Not everyone is coming down. Okay? But remember this. Do your task without murmuring and complaining. Because sometimes we murmur and complain, that doesn't please God. No, God forgive us for murmuring. Please forgive us, Father, Lord Jesus. Murmuring and complaining, Lord Jesus. He doesn't like that. He wants us to be obedient. Okay? Murmuring and complaining is like an act of rebellion. Okay? The Lord should guide thee continually, satisfy thy soul in a drought. Does that sound like you're going to drown? Famine is going to come. It's going to affect you so highly? No. Okay? Look, 22, a famine began. Keeping on. God is with us. My brother and sister. A lot of people have lost their home, have lost their job, and their family sleeping under a bridge right now. Family sleeping in a tent out on the road right now. My brother and sister, it's the fact that God promised to be with us and take care of us. That's what that is. That is his promise to us. Hallelujah. And as long as we stay with him, keep seeking him, he'll be with us as he promised to be and promised to bless us and keep us and deliver us. Okay? He's faithful. And satisfy thy soul in a drought, and make the fat of thy bone. And thou shalt be like a water garden. A garden that has water every day is a garden that is beautiful, that everything is growing and is producing 100%. God is promising that as long as we stay close with him, we will be like a water garden. We will have plenty. We will have abundance. He will take care of us. You see? He's faithful. Faithful him that sit upon the throne. And like a spring of water, who water faileth not. Well, there's a lot of spring that breaks down. And people need to replace them. Not the spring that comes from the throne of Father for our lives. Not that spring. A lot of people living out like heaven is running out of everything. I don't know what I'm going to do, but let me read the word again. Like a spring of water who water faileth not, never fails. This is the water that comes from the throne of Father. The water that comes for our life from the throne never faileth. It never runs out. The throne of God never runs out of food, water, clothing. Actually, God can help me with a group of brothers and sisters from here, the Lord's Hour, which I already spoken with one that the Lord had confirmed to her and said, yes, my daughter, you're coming down with my son, Elvie, in the great tribulation to help those people. She told me this. Listen, we're going to come and pray for clothing. Right away, the clothing appear. Food. Here's food. We come empty hand from heaven, but we got the greater faith. And we say, God, these 12 people that are here need clothing. We pray for clothing right now. Boom, our handful of clothing here. And not any kind of cheap Chinese, sorry for the Chinese, because that's not right to say it either. Not these cheap made clothing that are made very poor and cheap. No. God doesn't give people cheap stuff, the good stuff, okay? The good stuff, okay? Because even in China, they make good stuff. But the one we're making will be much better than they in any other country. Good clothing. Don't hear free. People are like, and the one that you can stretch and not break, because a lot of clothing now you can stretch and break. No, these are good. These are really good. They can stretch their hand, their leg, and don't break. Really excellent material. The best. God gives the best. Here. With a simple, short prayer, boom, our hands are full of clothing. What else you need? Food? All right. Let's stand this table here. All stand around this table and pray for food. Food, the table full of food, cooked already, ready to eat. Like the fish and the bread that Jesus prayed. It was all cooked, well seasoned, ready to eat, delicious. Man, I wish I was there eating some of the fish. It was delicious. Cooked, well seasoned. Not over seasoned, not under seasoned. It was perfect. Seasoned by Jesus. To Thomas, the Lord took it to the lake in heaven. Near the lake, they have all the season they need for the fish. The Lord went and grabbed a fish in the water, took it out. They already had the knife in it. He caught it. He cut the fish. He cleaned the fish and seasoned the fish, put it to cook in the grill there in heaven. He turned the fish. And after the fish was cooked, gave to Chu Thomas a piece. Sister Chu Thomas says, best fish I ever ate. She says, the best fish she ever ate. Jesus cooked the fish for her. Can you imagine the miracle of the three fish and bread? Well cooked, not undercooked, not overcooked, not under seasoned, not over seasoned. It was perfect. Right? Baskets of it. In that basket, people were just grabbing this delicious fish with this delicious bread and eating all this. Oh, I can imagine the people throwing themselves on the grass with their belly full of this delicious fish and delicious bread. I can testify of this because I had a fruit in heaven. Oh, my Lord. Is the fruit good? Is the fruit good? I ate this fruit in heaven. I don't remember what kind of fruit it was. It was between a mango and some other fruit, looks to me. But when I took a bite of that fruit, it was delicious. It was like, oh, you take a bite and you stay there like, oh, wow. You know? Oh, wow. It is unimaginable. Well, that's waiting for you. Don't you stay here with the Antichrist now. Oh, I got to stay. I got to see who the Antichrist is. No, you don't need to see who the Antichrist is. We've been telling you for years who the Antichrist is going to be. You get ready to go home and go. You're going to enjoy delicious meal. I saw Jesus eating soup. The angel, the redeemed, was serving the Lord in that wedding celebration table that they have ready for you and I. I can't wait to go to that wedding, Great Supper of the Lord. Are you going to miss that for what? Tell me one thing that you're going to miss that for. Because that will be nonsense. Don't you miss that great wedding celebration? Because if you're going to get to enjoy your meal here, with no worry of overeating, gaining a few pounds. No, you're going to be in your glorified body. You're not going to gain a few pounds. You have a perfect linear body. You're not going to have to worry about, I'm aging, my hair color, all that foolishness will be put behind. You're not going to worry about nothing, no concern, okay? Because you're going to have perfect body, perfect hair, perfect face, perfect eyes, perfect everything, and then perfect meal, perfect clean water. I can't wait to go have a cup of water in heaven because, I don't know, my stomach is very sensitive to water. Every time I drink water, it just water is not what it used to be, okay? God is calling us to the perfect of him. Don't waste your time for all the imperfect stuff down here, especially with the bombing and nuclear weapon and nuclear radiation that are coming all over the world. If you think it's difficult now, during the Great Tribulation, you cannot even breathe. You cannot even eat the food. It is pain. It is suffering. It is unimaginable what is waiting for the people that are staying behind, my brother and sister. And then the sounds of the even more terrible, because that will be people's daily life. They will have to hear them. My Lord, my God, that will be people's everyday life. Hearing the howling, hearing the werewolf down here, while in heaven, my brother and sister, it will be glorious for the glory of the Lord. Shalom.
You know? And now is the time, and this is the place. And I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare now is the time. And the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address. Not someplace else, but in my house. And the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud.
Lord, they